Greetings. Paul Temple here from the Diamond Light Network. And this is podcast number 11. And this podcast is the third in a series called Messages from Althor. Now, while the content of all of my podcasts is channeled, so to speak, it is information that has come via my intuitive guidance from my spirit guides. This process changed recently, and I came to meet Althor as the multidimensional being who has provided these insights. So this series of podcasts is Althor speaking directly as himself through me and to me. So for more information about Althor, you can listen to podcast number 9, which is the first in this Althor series, and he introduces and explains himself in that one. So, but this is Messages from Althor number 3, and it is titled Soul Encoding, Magnetizing the Life Path. Greetings, dear one. There are three primary influences that shape a human's individual consciousness and the trajectory of their human life. The soul, the ancestral lineage, and the collective cultural consciousness at the time of incarnation. Now, the influences of the ancestral and cultural constructs on shaping human personality are well understood by human psychologists. It is common knowledge that the family and ancestral constructs have a primary impact on the nature of a growing child. Psychology mostly recognizes conditioning from the immediate family, mother, father, siblings. However, longer ancestral patterns get passed through generations, sometimes going back hundreds of years, and have a deep influence on the emotional, psychological, and energetic shaping of the personality. These influences include some conscious patterns of fear, emotional and sexual repression, belief systems, addictive behaviors, self-loathing, abuse, and trauma, all of which constitute the inner architecture of a person's psyche. The influence of collective cultural norms or the external reality dynamics on shaping the personality and normality of a person is equally well understood in your comprehension of human psychology. The individual consciousness shapes itself to adapt to the constructs of the external world around it. You may easily observe that people who grew up in the 1930s are quite different from those who grew up in the 1960s, who are then different from those growing up in the 2010s. The collective norms were different. The collective astrology was different. And these variances are reflected in the music of the different times and generations as well. Growing humans are most influenced by the constructs of the cultural collective during their adolescence or the teen years, particularly ages 14 to 21, which is the second phase of the Saturn cycle. While the roots of development from birth to age 14 are largely influenced by the family matrix, the roots feeding the development of identity shift outward to the collective in the adolescent years. Much of the reason adolescence is such a difficult time is that in these years, the emotional body of the growing human opens to the collective emotional body, the emotional body of the world, with all its pain, corruption, distortion, and unresolved dissonance. Now, the developmental influence least recognized by human psychology, but really the most important, is the encoding and mission of the soul. This karmic magnetic encoding is the dominant factor in shaping the trajectory of a person's consciousness and life path. The soul encoding determines the timing of one's human birth, and thus the timing of one's immersion into the collective culture and astrological field. As each soul prepares the mission of its next incarnation, the timing of conception and birth are key factors in the soul encoding. The soul also chooses the family and ancestral lineage that it will be born into, a lineage that incorporates the lessons the soul needs to address and heal in this life cycle. You may have learned some of this from the Tibetan Book of the Dead, which describes this reincarnation process. The genetic and psycho-emotional ancestral lines incorporated into the coding of both mother and father lineages carry strengths and weaknesses. Strengths such as resilience, intelligence, genetic gifts, and skills of manifestation. The weaknesses tend to be the areas of wounding where trauma and healing and transformation is needed. So the soul encoding, as the primary influence of personality development, actually directs the constructs of these other two factors, the ancestral lineage and collective culture. The soul encoding is imprinted on the heart center of each person. That is why the heart center is so important. It is the primary resource for being connected to one's soul mission and path. The heart center encoding is like a compass that guides each person to make the right choices. The heart center generates a field like a magnet that attracts the people and experience each soul needs to fulfill their soul mission. If a soul's mission is to unwind an ancestral pattern of abusive relationships, that person will attract abusive relationships to help learn those lessons. And it will also attract the resources and support needed to transform that pattern. The souls that have taken on the challenge of breaking down old cultural programming around gender identity and sexual repression will attract the resources needed to find seeds of truth and justice in confronting deeply ingrained patterns of hatred and repression that have gripped humanity for centuries. The magnetism of the heart and soul is well explained by our friend Abraham through Esther Hicks in their Law of Attraction teachings. And the magnetism of the heart and soul is the primary force that shapes and directs a human's psyche and life path. This is, of course, within the principle of free will. A person can choose to follow the spiritual magnetism of the heart or not. Choosing not to follow this inner compass usually leads to cycling more deeply into the realms of suffering and confusion. It means choosing to follow the path of addiction rather than listening to the resources available for healing and liberation. The true nature and magic of the human soul has been clouded over the past centuries, clouded by the distortions and corruption of your religious institutions. You are now beginning to be able to perceive the true nature of the soul more clearly, and this is an important part of your individual and collective awakening. It is important also to note that you now have tools and resources available to heal and unwind these dysfunctional cultural and ancestral patterns, resources your ancestors did not have. And this is part of the collective evolution that these tools of healing are becoming more widely available. For many humans, your sole purpose in this lifetime is to unwind the old family patterns of fear, trauma, control, repression, addiction, and belief systems. The tools you have that your ancestors did not include practices like psychotherapy, trauma therapy, the dynamics of synaptic neuroplasticity, meditation, yoga, and a better understanding of the nervous system reprogramming, and insights on the law of attraction. Plant spirit medicines are also very beneficial in this arena. These are tools your ancestors did not have, so they were trapped in a dark mind stream in a way it is difficult for you to comprehend. For others, your sole purpose is to help transform the rigid old cultural norms on the macro level around issues like race, gender, sexuality, and religion. Of course, working on the personal level and the cultural level are intricately interwoven. However, most will focus primarily on one sphere or the other. Some focus on the inner work, some focus on the outer work. The common intention is to bring yourselves individually and collectively closer to the truth of the soul, the truth of the heart, the truth of the greater soul reality and pure consciousness that can be accessible to humans. The primary function, if you will, of the heart center is to radiate love and connect you with your pure soul self, and through that, with all being. This is the nature of pure consciousness, being in love, being in light, in beauty and harmony, and connected as part of the entire universe. Healing the heart involves transforming anything in you that is not love, anything that inhibits the heart's ability to radiate love. The primary impulse of the heart is to love all that is around you, just as an infant loves mother, father, and the beings around it. But within the existing field of life on earth, these innocent infants quickly take on the imprint of the distorted and corrupted patterns of the family lineage and the collective culture. So the impulse of the heart then becomes to transform anything that is not love. The magnetic field of the heart will reveal those patterns that inhibit pure love. The heart field will also attract the resources and support needed to activate healing. So it will draw you to healing practices, teachers, and healers that can help you transform the cultural and ancestral patterns that it is your soul mission to heal in this lifetime. So our purpose here in this session has been to help you better understand the importance of the soul and the heart on shaping the personality and the life path of each human. This is new, emerging wisdom that may not be understood or accepted by all, but that is the nature of evolutionary wisdom. The seeds are planted. The truth will be revealed as people come to know it and feel it. I hope this information is of benefit for you and all beings. In radiant love and light, Althor.